I didn't look this one up. 5 days what?
27?
No, 5... Yeah, 27. Actually, I did look it up. See, senior moment. I had written it down up above for number two. Okay, that's... I think we've covered enough of that document. There's a lot of reading there, but it's very interesting. Something that I would suggest you do, and Jay, maybe you can go back through, is when you're looking at the questions for the quiz, contrast the difference between the supervisor and the radio operator, at least where the differences. Now, obviously, one is supervision, one isn't, but maybe there's some differences that we need to be more aware of. Okay, I'm now at slide 15, and it says, pause, review and discuss the ZR2R position checklist. Now, we love these forms, but frankly, I think this one document, which is called the position checklist. It said on the front, it has a big word task, right in the, with check boxes along the left edge. I think this is the most valuable form of all these handouts we had tonight. When you look down through here, you can see step one, what do we do for a ZR2R for notification and activation. And they delineate. Complete the VCN ZR2-08AAF. I have a terrible time with these form numbers. That happens to be our activation mobilization checklist. That's what it is. So you might annotate the form if you don't remember Wayne's document numbers. It's the activation mobilization checklist. Remember, that's the form that has on one side where you write down frequencies and things like that. There's section A, B, C, and D. On the back side, it has all the SAL levels, the escalation levels that we talked about. And where do we find the activation mobilization checklist?
Section 5.
Section 529.
529, right on. And again, initiate. Now, what's nice with this checklist, I think, it says initiate your 214, and remember that's section 5-27 in our book, in our manual. And it says specifically, fill in the name of the contact and the time you were contacted. Fill in the incident name, the location, and your ETA of when you're going to arrive. Fill in the position code that you were given by what net's going to give out a position code. Probably what? Resource net, right? And if the resource net wants you to move over to the travel net, you would be given a mobilization code, remember? And then it talks about initializing the ICS 205, which again is this sheet that where you document all the channels that we're using. We already talked about that. Complete all pre-deployment checklists. There were three kinds: personal, position, and what? What checklist? There's three kinds: position, radio, and personal. Right? Everybody's looking at me like they don't remember. You remember the three kinds?
I don't remember it being three kinds.
Okay.
Well, there was position, personal, support.
Position, personal,
and support.
Yeah. Okay. Position personal and radio. I remember it as position personal and radio. That's interesting. Position is what's unique to the position, like being in the EOC versus out in the field. Personal is, you know, what meds do you need and that kind of thing. And of course, radio is, do you have enough extra batteries? Okay, and one thing is, there's a one bullet item here, a very last item, and number one, it says, complete the medical reference form. Now, we had a very interesting discussion in the prior class on this. And I think that this is where you list all the meds you're on in case you get in trouble. So, and we, I think, concluded that was a breach of confidentiality.
Yeah, we have, that's in the manual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody's information?
I don't think so. We don't.
Not medical.
Because it gets into, was it HIPAA?
Yeah,
HIPAA.
HIPAA regulations. Yeah. So we got to be really careful about that.
Portability.
Yeah.
But personally, each person should have a list of their own medications with them at all times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I personally carry a list because I never can remember the dosage of what I have. I keep it in my wallet. But as far as publishing it in the manual or something like that, mm-hmm. it's a breach of confidentiality. Okay. And then, and just looking down through this task list a little bit more, there's a section prior to departing, what the things you do, like, vehicle safety inspection. And that's found where?
Section
5-28,
right on. And there's several other things listed. And then during all transit periods, traveling to the incident, always maintain contact with travel, safety, or resource net. Actually, for us, it'd be travel net. Obey all speed limits and traffic laws. We've heard that one before. And so forth. Item number 4, upon arrival, what's the first thing we do? Check in. And after when we check in, how do we do that? We fill in the ICS 211 form. Now, I made a note to myself. How did Wayne implement this step of checking in for the Plaza de La Paz exercise? Do you remember how he set it up for us?
There was a table that we
checked in there at the table.
Yeah, he checked in, and I think it went one step further. If we had not filled out all the forms that we were supposed to have filled out, we could not participate. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly.
Yep.
You know, particularly like if it was field ops and we're going to drive someplace and we had not filled out a VSI. You probably wouldn't give us permission to drive anywhere. Okay, you can look down through the rest of these boxes, but I think as far as the responsibilities for the ZR2R position, this is an excellent document. It cuts to the chase, it's short, and it gives you step-by-step what you do when. Including upon release of the incident. A number of us, you know, we just say, okay, I'm out of here, go home. But there are steps to be followed. We'll talk more about this later. So enough about the position checklist. And so now we move on to the next slide. It's slide 16. And this one talks about the big attachment. You think it took us a long time to get here. This is the, it looks like final edition. It's a nice thick document that's an attachment. This is called the position task book for the ZR2R position. There was one, there was a big document like this for field. ZR2F as well. This is kind of like our passport. The passport is an abbreviated version of this document. I'm not sure how much we're going to use this, the position task book. It implies an organization a lot larger than we are. You have home unit certifying official, and you have trainee responsibilities. A paragraph that is important to you is on page 4 of 14, and it is the trainee's responsibility. And you can read down through that, but basically to keep this position task book up to date, to see to it that you recertify yourself on an annual basis. Later on you can see, for example, demonstrating you can do the VFTOM process. Most of us can. Then there's they talk about an evaluator if there's one. The way I interpret that, that's me, but it could be Charlie. But final evaluator is, I would assume, would be Charlie's responsibility. The incident, number 5, incident and or home unit qualification specialist, that's me. Anyway, it goes through all those positions. I think the key thing here is you need to look down through this list of various items. And they're coded O, which means that a task may be completed in a variety of situations, such as classroom, simulations, daily job, field training, whatever. There's a number of O coded items that each of us needs to go down through, and again, self-accountability, prove to ourselves we can do it. And if you have trouble with any of these, let me know. I'd be glad to try to help you with that. But for example, item number 1 is dealing with the position go kit. Number 2 is the personal go kit. And 3rd is the radio go kit. So saying, number 1, you got to have a kit. And number 2, you got to have the checklist to be sure that everything is in it at all times. So the O's are your responsibility. The way I'm reading it from a training perspective is anything that's coded I, a task must be completed on an incident which is managed by the ICS. The incident may be an emergency or a non-emergency. To me, I think that's, for us, that means drills or the real deal. To be able to demonstrate we can do those kinds of things. So the first I that I found was on page 7 of 14, item number 9. And I didn't even pick up on that. It says, obtain and document complete information from resource net control station upon initial mobilization. Okay, so this is really the things that you write down, your resource mobilization code. Obviously, that's the sort of thing that you couldn't possibly do on your own. Number 10, organizational resources and deployment availability. Explain the purpose of the equipment resource directory, how it's updated. Where is that in our manual? Where is the ERD? Hint, if you look in the table of contents, Charlie put over close to the page number ERD. We don't call it that.
Or by the date.
Or by the date, excuse me, by the date.